This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
12-1 for one team to win the division in such a tight division in the AFC North? Are you kidding me? You can bet it if you want. I won't be. Maybe Joe will jump all over it. A post-draft pre-schedule release look at the AFC North in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM alongside Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up today. If you missed anything, some looks at MLB Survivor earlier because, let's see, today's slate starts at, you got until 4 o'clock Eastern or so to get your Survivor plays in. Giants-Phillies wrap up their series with a getaway game, with a getaway day Monday game in Philly today, 4:05. That one, as I mentioned, double pick week in Survivor, but we gave you the angles on that an hour ago. You can rewind inside your Odyssey app or download it as a podcast on demand. Wherever you get your podcast, just search BetQL Daily. We talked with Reed Wallach at 10:20 a.m. Eastern as well, so about 40 minutes ago, on the NBA playoffs, where we sit as the second round gets up and running. Game two already between Minnesota and Denver tonight. T-Wolves getting 5.5 on the road as they look to go up 2-0. In the AFC North, Joe, we've got two teams favored to go to the playoffs. Baltimore at -300, Bengals at -250 to make the playoffs. And then you've got two short dogs, I guess, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Cleveland +165, Steelers +175 to make the playoffs. Win totals go like this: Baltimore 11.5, +115 to the over. Cincy 10.5, -115 to the over. So maybe the expectation is you've got those two teams battling for the division crown, right? With right around 11 wins. That's what the odds say. Anyway, Baltimore +125 to win the North, Cincy +165. Browns and Steelers both at 8.5 wins, juiced to -120, -125 on the over. So 9 win teams, maybe the expectation there. Although you can still find the Steelers at one spot in particular at 7.5 wins, although heavily juiced. Division odds: Browns +550, Steelers 7-1. When we start to talk about the AFC as a whole, the conference, Baltimore +450, right behind the Chiefs. Bengals a little farther back at +750. When we look at this division, Lamar's still the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. It's hard not to install them as the favorites, and I get why, although I've made a pretty strong case over the last week or two whenever we've brought up the North and the Bengals in particular, that it feels like some people, Joe, have forgotten Joe Burrow should be healthy and ready to go again this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, but is he going to stay healthy? That's always the question we ask about Joe Burrow. Because if he is, he can win an MVP. They could win the division. They could be one of the top seeds going into the playoffs. But that is so difficult to project out. Like, that's the big question. Don't you have some security a little bit? Like, it doesn't guarantee anything in this sport, of course, especially with all the quarterback injuries that we saw last year. But we would say it ad nauseum, fix the offensive line, protect Burrow, fix the offensive line. Mm-hmm. That's their biggest need. Needs 1, 2, and 3 for Cincinnati. Are we now at a point where they've added so many bodies over the years where, and now the latest, Orlando Brown, Are they fine? Are they fine there as they continue to rework it? You know, Karras is going to be the center. They keep bringing guys in all over. Kappa, I mean, yeah, Trent Brown on the right side, Orlando Brown on the left side. Boy, there's a lot of miles on those tackles.
That's the
concern.
Yeah, that's why I like the draft pick of Mims, Amarius Mims, the behemoth out of Georgia. He probably isn't a day one starter in the NFL because of the lack of experience at the collegiate level, even with a team as good as Georgia. So I think you have him ready to go, sort of break glass in case of emergency if something happens to Orlando Brown or Trent Brown on the other side. I do think they've done enough over the last 2 to 3 years to sort of patchwork together an offensive line that should be able to keep Joe Burrow upright. What I'm curious to see is how do they – I mean, they do lose Tyler Boyd, who I understand you're talking about your third wide receiver, but he was a great complement to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins as a third wide receiver. They have some other guys that they believe can backfill there. They've gone out and added Gesicki as a tight end, who's a legitimate threat in the middle of the field and in the red zone. But how do they handle the departure of Joe Mixon? Joe Mixon was the kind of guy that if you needed him to, could take the ball 20 times on a given week and balance the offense. And he might not get you 100 yards. There was a chance he could, but he might not. He might only get you 80, 85, but he might get you 20 touches and 85 yards on a given Sunday. And it's not enough to win you the game, but it's enough to balance the offense out that Joe Burrow doesn't have to drop back 43 times. That's what you want to avoid. It's keeping some balance and some unpredictability in the offense. I don't think a combination of Zach Moss and Chase Brown necessarily does that for Cincinnati. I don't know if there's a serious threat from that run game, which is what I would worry about.
See, that's not a concern for me. I think they're just going to be fine between both guys. More Zach Moss probably to start. I think they'll be all right and improve behind an improved offensive line. My guess is what we're going to see is all-in efforts for the Bengals because they know that T. Higgins probably not there much longer as he plays on the tag this season. So I'm not as concerned about that. And part of the reason was, you're right, there is a volume guy and he wouldn't have the explosion, not lately. But there's a reason they were fine moving on from him. Once there was contact, Mixon was going down. That's what we saw this past year. Not much yards after contact. In fact, one of the worst in all of football. So that's why I think they'll be okay. They'll be okay with that combination. The defense probably needs to be talked about more because when they were winning, when Joe Burrow was healthy, I know that's the biggest reason they were winning. But also the other part was they were viewed as a top five, top 10 defense, and they took multiple steps back last year, right? Multiple people stopped talking about Lou Anarumo as a head coaching candidate because his defense was not performing. So in this division, which is always difficult, are they going to be able to get back to where they were? Made some changes at safety.
So that's
going to be big. I mean, there's still some players that aren't talked about enough, like Trey Hendrickson. Like, he's phenomenal. Yes. But I want to see what the defense can do because they got to get back there.
Their front four is way underrated. Way underrated. Yeah. The problem was, I think they were trying to create pressure last year that left them susceptible on the back end, either A, when they weren't getting home, or they were having to bring one too many guys to create that pressure. They lost Jesse Bates, and it was obvious. You go out, you get Geno Stone from a division rival, by the way. You get Von Bell. I feel much better about this team on the back end this year. I don't think they're going to get carved up in the fourth quarter by a rookie quarterback like they did last year by C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud is an extreme example, but that game, I think, is a microcosm of what happened to their defense all year long, that loss to the Texans. I do think that in this division, with the quarterback play probably improving over what you had last year, especially when you include maybe a healthy.
But I wonder if it bites them a little bit this season.
And this is a team that's always, not that every team in the league isn't this already, but is always one major injury away from falling off, not just a tier, but like two full tiers. And I'm not just talking about the quarterback play. I'm talking about like when Mark Andrews goes down, do you have, like you talked about, the receiving talent to help make up for that? I mean, you have Isaiah Likely. You're one of the few teams in the league that has two tight ends that you could probably depend on. But let's remove Andrews from the conversation then. Let's talk about an injury to Derrick Henry. What does that do to your run game? Let's talk about an injury on the defensive side of the ball. You've already lost Patrick Queen. What if something should happen to Roquan Smith or one of your guys up front, Madubuike, Owe, Pierce? Those are all guys that, if they are out for an extended period of time, it changes the complexion of the team to an extent that they're not an 11-win team anymore. They're right there with everyone else in the division, Cleveland and Pittsburgh in particular, as a 9-win team. This is a year where, much like last year, wouldn't surprise me if the entire division made the playoffs. Wouldn't shock me at all. Every team in this division will be in the conversation seriously at some point. So it's a very tight gap from winning 8 and missing the playoffs to winning 11 and probably winning the division.
They're depending on Keaton Mitchell to be number 2 guy. He's second in the depth chart at running back, and number 1, Derrick Henry. We know where he is at his career. It's funny. People are really torn on this. They're either on the side of Derrick Henry's almost done, what are you doing? Or they're saying, wow, what a perfect situation. He's going to thrive in Baltimore. They're going to run the football. They're just going to need him to be a rotational guy, and they're going to be great. I would lean on the side that expectations are a little bit too high for Derrick Henry right now.
Yeah, if they overuse him, like if Todd Monken swings from one opposite end of the spectrum, oh, I forgot I had a running game like he did against the Chiefs in the playoffs, to, oh, I'm going to hammer one back down everybody's throats, whether he's averaging 2.8 yards a carry or not, then they're going to be in trouble. Like Derrick Henry's going to be dinged up, and I don't know how great he's going to look come December and January. If they remember that they've got a couple decent-ish backups there to rotate in with Henry in Mitchell and Hill, then I think they'll be okay when it comes time to use him as the battering ram that he can be used as late in the season when opposing defenses are dinged up. But I don't I don't think there's a ton of value on Baltimore to win the AFC at 450 or the Super Bowl at 9-1. I like the Cincinnati numbers better. Like you said, for the division, I like them for the AFC. We kind of talked about it quickly in passing late last week. Bengals 750 to win the conference, 14-1 to win the Super Bowl. I like all of those values better. And then the question is just how much resistance do the Browns and the Steelers put up on the bottom half of the division? And are they legitimately in the playoff conversation throughout the year?
Now, people are going to make cases for this summer. When they're breaking down the divisions, looking at the odds, and you see Cleveland at plus 550, Pittsburgh plus 850, you said there's a plus 1200 out there. People are going to make cases for these teams. I would rather make a case for Cleveland. There's a reason they're the third favorite. They went through 4 different starting quarterbacks last year. Everything was a mess there as far as that goes. But what are you going to get out of Watson? Always the question. And yeah, we like the Steelers draft, but it doesn't mean that adding some interior offensive linemen that they're going to go ahead and beat out Cincinnati and Baltimore this year.
Right. Like, I like their draft, no doubt. I love the fact they finally addressed the offensive line, which they should have done years ago before Roethlisberger even retired. But it's going to take time for that to come together. And also, we appreciate what they did at quarterback, not necessarily because of the quality of play we think we might get, but because of the entertainment value. The Steelers had a crazy offseason, and it was hella fun to watch, to be quite honest, because it's a team that never does anything doing things, making huge splashes. When you look at it on paper, they still went from having the 4th best starting quarterback in the division to having the 4th best starting quarterback in the division. So as great as the defenses may be in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, you still got to have the quarterbacks to win in the AFC, and in particular, the AFC North. Lightning bets before we wrap up. Chris Mack alongside Joe Ostrowski here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, if you're not familiar with the rules, stay on your heels. Be ready.
We couldn't be more inside than what happens during the breaks and referencing it.
We're going to update people in just a second. So it is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Joe Ostrowski. Paul Aspen, usual producer, is off this week, out of the country, doing God knows what on another continent in a foreign language. Because, I don't know, do they have Sweet Baby Ray's in Spain? Who knows? So Mario, so long as it's less than 3.5 ounces, you're golden.
Yes. Get rid of the hand sanitizer. Let's replace it with a little hickory flavor.
So Mario filling in for Paul today. I forget what the context was. Told us to that he was trying to keep me on my heels during one of the breaks. And I said, you mean on your toes? On my toes? Is that what you mean? All right. You want me on my toes, right? Like, ready. Like, yeah, for anything. And yeah, that too. So, it's good to have Mario with us today, Joe.
It is.
Keeping us on our
heels. Yeah. I get sick of yelling it in baseball. Get off your heels. And he wants us on our heels. So, I'm very confused.
I don't know either.
I love Mario. He does a terrific Santa Claus impression. If you have not heard, I'm sure we'll hear it over the next couple of weeks. But I knew it was Mario when I looked at the rundown. I'm like, what? Are we in LA? Are we doing LA radio? Just the Chargers slant on everything.
Oh, yeah. There had to be a Chargers mention.
First off, okay. For this segment we're about to do, there's Chargers angle, which I don't have a problem with. I think it's a popular thing that's being discussed in NFL betting circles right now. Maybe. Like, it's an interesting angle. Won't spoil the surprise. But among NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, Kentucky Derby, few days of Major League Baseball games.
He throws it in an FBS mention.
Not at the bottom either. Not at the bottom. Right in the middle. MVS and the Chargers are meeting for a possible contract. MVS. A bum. A certified bum.
Probably won't get to it. We have a lot of other stuff to get to.
Oh, we definitely won't get to it. That's a guarantee. There's J.J. Watt saying he might come back if the Texans need him. There's the Brady roast. There's OBJ to Miami. There's a million things out there. And you go with MVS visiting the Chargers to fill in the NFL gap.
To possibly play, not even to sign, to possibly think about signing.
And it is above Kentucky Derby and Stanley Cup playoffs, which means
that was just because it was going NBA. Yeah,
I know.
He's just going in order.
Laugh. Just MVS, possible deal boxes. With the Bolts.
Game changer. Look out, AFC West has the balance of power shifted in the AFC West as Marcus Valdes-Scantling goes to LA to drop passes.
Man who has one talent running on his about fourth team in 3 years. Stop the presses. Yes.
Can run. Yes, can't done. Catch. Kind of important.
I think we're good at this point. All right, GTFO or oh yeah, Mario has actually come up with some good items to discuss. They are in this segment where he will read them off, and then we will say GTFO with that, Mario, or oh yeah. All right, now we'll stop making fun of you and let you have at it.
Gosh, I might quit this week. All right, GTFO or oh yeah.
Please don't.
Maybe Paul did. Maybe this Mexico trip is a rouge. Rouge. What's it called? What's the word?
A rouge? A rouge?
I said rouge. I had it right.
You what? Did quickly correct yourself to ruse. Let's just. Yes. It's going to be one of those weeks, isn't it? Go ahead, Mario.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. GTFO or oh, yeah. Knicks Patriots will go 6 games. That's right now. It's +210. Our good friends at BetMGM. GTFO or oh, yeah. Joe Ostrowski, what do you think?
Man. All right, it's not going 7. It's no. Not a sweep.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 6. Oh, you think it goes 6?
Yeah, Indiana gets them twice. Yeah, that sounds right. But I do feel that the Knicks wins could be just beatdowns.
Yeah, you're not getting another TJ McConnell game. God bless him. Wonderful kid. Pittsburgh kid. Love him. But you're not getting another TJ McConnell game. You're not getting another Obi Toppin game off the bench. You're probably getting one Siakam game or Halliburton game, and the Pacers steal one at home. This does not go 6. I am all over. I've already made the bet. Knicks -1.5 in the series, giving myself a little bit of cushion in case there's some kind of fluky something takes it to 6, but I don't think it's – no. It's 5, and 4 would not totally shock me.
Bet the -2.5.
GTFO.
Bet the -2.5.
Yeah, do it.
I'm not going to be goaded into stupid bets by you today, Joe Ostrowski. Not today, my friend.
Last week you were saying 4 or 5.
Not going to do this.
We got you on your heels. We do. Yep,
I'm on my heels. Sorry, Mario.
Stay on your heels, baby. Come on. GTFO, oh yeah. Hop on Anthony Edwards for finals MVP right now, +550 at our good friends at BetMGM. He had a big weekend this past weekend, dominated the Denver Nuggets. So I ask you, Joe, oh, GTFO, oh yeah. On Anthony GTFO. Edwards, NBA Finals MVP.
Oh, yeah, GTFO. Not getting out of this series, so that means he can't be the NBA Finals MVP. I understand why the number is so short. Is he now the third favorite? It's kind of a ridiculous number at this point. After Denver wins tonight, I'm curious what that number is going to be. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, no chance.
Oh, yeah. Hop on it. Let's jump on the bandwagon. I'm mad I didn't jump on this at 7:50 a week ago. I got it yesterday morning at 6:50. Now it's down to 5:50. And that's without another game being played in the series. Are you kidding me? Lots of steam because this guy is having a breakout postseason at the age of 20 frickin' 2. This is also a balance of the portfolio, for lack of a better way to put it, because I've got a wild future on a Mavs-Knicks final, which is ridiculous that I made months ago. I've got Knicks Eastern Conference. I've got a Nuggets Celtics matchup in the finals ticket. So let's diversify the portfolio. It's a better number than the T-Wolves at 6-1. Only slightly better when it was at 650 when I got it. Now it's if you believe in Anthony Edwards as finals MVP, it might be smarter to go with T-Wolves to win the finals at 6-1 if it's still there and a better number than Edwards MVP. But I'll say hop on the Anthony Edwards bandwagon for now before the number gets even shorter.
Mm-hmm. All right, hop on it now, folks. GTFO, oh yeah, Celtics will sweep the Cavaliers plus 190. GTFO, oh yeah. Side question too, Joe O. Is this number a little too short? Are you kind of surprised by this number? Because plus 190 is not a lot.
It's not, especially for a sweep. But am I surprised by it? No, not when you see the series price and what that's out to you. Depending what book you look at, I've seen minus 1,400, minus 1,800 for Boston. Everybody's all in on the Celtics. What I do find interesting is a sweep is plus 190. 4-1 Celtics, so Celtics in five, is also plus 190, the exact same payout. What you're not asking me this, but what I would do is I am so torn between those two. I would lay the minus 170. Cavs aren't getting two games. And I'm assuming Jared Allen is not going to be playing in this series. So that's what I would do. Will they sweep them? God, there's so many times Boston just does a no-show once. And then you could be so close to it, and then it's just ruined because they do a no-show in that one game. Donovan Mitchell goes off, steals one. So I'm going to do a GTFO. I'm not going to take the Celtics to sweep, even though I want to, because I would love to see the Cavaliers get swept.
Well, man, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see them sweep the Cavs, but I don't like the value. I think this is a really ugly series to try and bet on the series lines. Like, total games under 5.5 is minus 190. There's too much juice on anything Celtics that I would feel super confident in. 2.5 game spread is minus 185 as well. Yeah.
But do you agree that the Cavs are not getting two?
Yes. But we're not getting a better number. Whatever market you search for an angle on that in, you're not getting better than like minus 185. So I don't know if I'm necessarily jumping up and down to lay that much. And then, you know, one bad game and all of a sudden they win it in six and I'm mad. And it's like they still dominate the series and win it in six, but I'm mad because I lost the bet. No thanks.
All right, from the association to the gridiron, let's talk a little football here on GTFO. Oh, yeah. Let's say Jordan Love.
What? That pause was so, I thought you were having a stroke.
I was trying to find the doc. My bad.
Which time? I did you write that transition out? I need to know.
No, I did not. I was trying to find the doc. I have like eight things open. Not going on.
Too many tabs.
Catching a lot of heat. Gosh.
I love it. Deal. So good. So Jake loves this more than anyone because it's usually Jake under fire.
Yeah, well, and then it's just me for the next 2 days, so I'm preparing. I'm taking my shots now before I'm all alone on my lonesome for the next 2 days.
Good thinking, Jake. Ooh.
All right, GTFO, Jordan Love is worth a sprinkle for MVP 14-1 right now. GTFO or Joe Ostrowski?
You know he's the same number as? Justin Herbert.
Didn't add that in
there.
You
could have.
You hand him the Chargers angle.
That's how far we've come on Jordan Love? That he's has the same odds as Justin Herbert? Okay. Right next to Lamar? Lamar's 12-1?
Yeah, no thanks.
And Jordan Love is 14-1? Okay. Stroud is 10? Okay. I understand the love. What they did in the second half of the year, I get it. He's supposed to be the next guy. People weren't sold. And then after the second half of the season, they became sold. It's suddenly a challenging division. You have to beat out the Lions in the North to start and he's got to have terrific numbers once again. I get it, but no, not at this number. GTFO, this is much too short.
I will say that is, if I'm looking for value, other than Jalen Hurts at 16-1, that is
20.
20? Okay.
Yeah, it hurts.
That is probably the longest number that I could see happening, right? Like, because then you get to Dak at 16 or longer. You get to Rodgers in the 20s. I'm not touching any of those, but
my Cousins, I heard he could win the Super Bowl. So,
I'm going to say GTFO. I'm not on Jordan Love at 14-1. Sorry. You'd have to get me into the 20s before I'd consider it.
Is there one that you could see happening that you would consider right now?
Yeah. I mean, Hurts is one that I could see happening that I like at that longer number. We talked about the Eagles a little bit last week, both in the NFC East reset, as well as when we were looking for cross-port parlays on Friday. I think Hurts bounces back in a big way and actually puts together a full season.
What about Tua at 25? Full season?
No. Even if he stays healthy.
He could win that division.
He's not going to put up the kind of numbers to win MVP. He's just not.
Tua?
Yeah.
Tua won't put up the numbers in that offense? No.
I like the Dolphins too. I do. But I don't like Tua's numbers to be big enough to compete with some of the names he'll have to compete with for MVP. No.
Like Brock Purdy. Can't wait to have that conversation all year again.
Oh God. Really? Do we don't have to do that, do we?
We don't have to, but everybody else
okay.
will.
Great. Looking forward to that. I think we did pretty well for staying on our heels.
Great job. I give you 10 out of 10.
I can sense the disappointment in your eyes, though, because we didn't get to the Harbaugh question. Lightning bets coming up next to wrap up the show here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coast to coast on the BetQL Network, it is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Alongside Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets in just a moment here. Don't forget anything you may have missed. Look. Post-draft pre-schedule release at the AFC North about 40 minutes ago. Reed Wallach about an hour and 20 minutes ago from BetSided and the early read to talk NBA playoffs, which we started to dive into right off the top today, 9:20 this morning. Everything available on demand as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search BetQL Daily, some MLB Survivor looks as well as some looks at today's board, which we'll review, I'm sure, here in Lightning Bets in just a moment. And, of course, you can watch the show, twitch.tv/BetQL. Odyssey Sports is the channel on YouTube. Watch us live 9 a.m. to noon Eastern every single day here on the BetQL Network. Do we have any idea yet, Joe, when the schedule is going to come out? You would think there's a chance it would be this Thursday. I haven't seen anything mentioned. Maybe next Thursday. I don't know when they decide to do this. But we're right in that sweet spot, first or second week of May, when we will get the schedule release. I know rookie mini camps have started in a lot of places this week.
I feel like if it was out there, we would know. We were checking last week and we couldn't find it.
Right.
So I guess it hasn't.
They usually spring it on us, though. You usually get like 48 hours notice, it feels like.
This Thursday or next Thursday? It's one of
Mario's,
the two.
Mario's saying May 9th. Is that confirmed,
is that
Mario,
a guess?
Or your guess?
Or is that, yeah.
Oh?
And your Google source says, is... Your source is...
Internet.
What, NFL.com? Google...
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have not seen that official, but okay. All right, good.
Hold on.
Makes sense.
I'm checking out the NFL's website. The NFL's website still says just coming in May, but we'll see.
And a few days ago, they tweeted 2024 NFL schedule release coming soon. So that's their pinned tweet right now on the NFL okay. Twitter account.
I'm telling you.
Coming soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Sore? Who's your source? Google?
This
is not what we're looking for.
I don't know. Just did a quick search. Boss gets us an email earlier. It's like, okay. All right.
Which boss?
Mr. Not Adrian bosses. Williams.
Okay. I think he's right. I think it's going to be Thursday.
I think the NFL has to tell us. Yeah, sometime tomorrow they'll start that ramp up of, hey, it's coming Thursday night. And yeah, again, great content if not, because we can have more fun with Mario later in the week. Lightning bets for tonight, though, Joe. What do you got?
All right. NBA, Knicks Pacers, game one. Let's play the under. Under 217 okay. and the hook and all about Brunson. It's dicey with that number. The points prop is 34.5. Hey, if we're getting that close, let's just go to 40 plus. 40 plus is plus 250. Brunson against Carlisle. A lot of hatred there. Denver bounce back. They're going to cover the number at home. Tie the series up 1-1. Taking the Nuggets minus 5.5 and a prop for that game. I like Conley going over on assists. That number set at 5.5. 5.5, over 5.5 assists for Conley. Major League Baseball, let's go. All right, let's go Texas. First five, going to lay the half run. Oakland over the last year, not great against lefties. So I'm going to trust this lineup of Texas and say they can have the lead after five innings against Alex freaking Wood.
Alex freaking Wood.
Come on.
Everyone deserves an update to the list of losers, I think, later in the week. And maybe Alex Wood gets thrown on there, too. Maybe both of the starters in that one tonight end up between Heaney and Wood on the list of losers later in the week. I'm thinking that's a possibility. Are you good? Is that everything for you?
I'm good. Those five.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to start with, let's start with the Knicks and Pacers. I like Knicks minus the 5.5, and I like the rebound angle that we talked about earlier. I'm going to wait to see on Brunson and some of these, point props and totals. I like your angle. I want to wait another game to see exactly how the pace gets pushed or not if the Knicks get those opportunities coming off the glass to go back the other way. I do think they'll have an advantage on the glass. So Hart over 12.5 rebounds, Hartenstein over 9.5 rebounds. Give me both of those. And the Knicks minus 5.5. I like that as well. Baseball, Twins first five money line. Luis Castillo has looked better last couple times out, but the Twins, I think, stay hot despite losing and the 12-game winning streak being snapped yesterday. I think they win, and I'll take the first five money line because it's even money over the full game money line, which I think is like minus 110-ish, I want to say. Cole Ragans over 6.5 Ks for the Royals today. I like that as well. He has looked like himself the last start or two. Texas-Oakland, Joe mentioned. I'm going to go with the first five over on that one because I hate the starting pitchers. Also already mentioned. First five total is only 4. Give me over 4.5 or over 4, pardon me, on Rangers A's. And Dodgers run line tonight, playing exceedingly well lately. They've won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10. They host the Marlins. Walker Buehler's first start. Not sure how deep he'll go in the game. Doesn't matter. Money line is too rich. It's minus 300, so I'll lay the run and a half. Still minus 145, but that's okay. Dodgers handle the Marlins tonight. Haven't finalized the looks yet, but why not do it live right here on the air at some possible home run and total base props in the Mets Cardinals games, because there are a handful of Mets with nice numbers against Kyle Gibson, who's getting the start for the Cardinals today. Let's see, Lindor's 425 to homer. Marte is 8-1 to homer, although Lindor actually doesn't have any homers against Gibson. He is a lifetime 352 hitter, though, 19 of 54 against him. McNeil, 9-1 to homer. So probably McNeil and Marte for me to homer, one at 8-1, one at 9-1, as McNeil in particular has a couple homers, 7 of 19 lifetime against Kyle Gibson. So, yeah, give me a couple of those home run props in the Mets against the Cardinals. Mario, Jake, anybody else? Bet slips and bat flips coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern with Jake Hassan and Lucy Burge right here on the BetQL Network for more baseball bets. Mario?
MVS, O-P-O-Y.
Yeah, hey, watch
Lock
out.
Lock it in.
Watch out. Air raid coming from Los Angeles. Watch out.
Yeah. Watch
out for a guy who is not even signed yet. Watch out for the guy that has been in the building for 3 seconds.
Ladd McConkey, let's go.
Oh, my God.
In Harbaugh's team. Yeah, a receiver is going to go off, set all sorts of records.
With Greg Roman. Can't wait.
All right. Yeah.
Murray, exactly. 25-plus points tonight. I believe that's a plus number 125. This is kind of depending on something you said last week, Joe, where like there's a zigzag where some guys will go off one game and the next game they won't. He had 17 points last game. I think he's going to really, really go off against the Timberwolves. And then I also like the Knicks 5.5 tonight. The Pacers were shell-shocked in game one in Milwaukee. They're going to be really shell-shocked in the Garden. They're going to be in trouble. So I think 5.5 for that one. Shout out to all my Indy friends. Going to be a sad night for game one for you guys.
Do you hate the Pacers like you hate the Colts?
No. I don't mind the Pacers. I'm like cheering for them on this run. But I still despise the Colts. They're disgusting.
Very cool.
Who hates the Colts? They seem so harmless.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not.
He hates the fans.
For a guy that bangs the table for this lovely city of Indianapolis so much, but hates the football team, is so weird.
It's an odd dichotomy. Yeah. We just use juxtaposition and dichotomy at the same time. That's a lot of big words. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We need to give him a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to get the Jake's bets.
Anyway, I will be with Chris Mack on Cole Reagans to go over a strikeout prop. He looks way better. I think he's back on track. And I will also be trying to fade Kyle Gibson in the Cardinals, because if you lose a series to the White Sox, what are we talking about here? Ugh.
Boy, your team.
Just ban the St. Louis Cardinals. They stink. The rest of the card.
Why are they favored today?
I have no idea. I'm on Mets money line. Sean Manaea has actually been decent. The Cardinals are second to last ahead of only the White Sox against lefty pitching. It makes no sense to me.
All right. Let's go all in on the Mets today then, too, while we're at it. Why not?
Yeah, how could that possibly go wrong?
Yeah, that can't backfire at all.
That's never backfired ever for anybody.
Man, do not.
They're on their heels.
I will say, Mac, one home run bet that I think I'm going to play that you didn't mention for the Mets. It's like a little Doomsday Junior on a Monday, but JD Martinez still has not hit one, and he has a couple against Kyle Gibson. So I think that's where I'm going to. He's almost 5-1.
That's a good call. JD will go 2-for-4 with a pair of homers, or 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. And there will be no in between because it is JD Martinez.
In that case. Where is it?
What are you looking for?
I was looking for 2+ home runs, but it's taking too long, so never mind.
All right. Don't worry about it then. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure who will be here. I know Joe and I will be here. Jake will be here. Mario, I don't know.
Will not be.
Important things going on. He's going to go find Mother's Day cards at the drugstore that he can rip off the sentiments from the inside and write them as if they are his own. That's awful.
Wow.
You wouldn't do that, Mario. You wouldn't do that. Would you?
Since my mother listens to this show, I will say I do not do that. So, just for the record.
Sounds good. We'll do it again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern right here on the BetQL Network. This has been BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM.